Virginia does not recognize gay marriage, and under current law, only legally married couples or single individuals can adopt children. The so-called Conscience Clause bill states that agencies can cite a violation of religious or moral convictions as a reason to deny adoption applicants. Republican Senator Jeff McWaters of Virginia Beach is the bill's patron.
Senate Bill 349 does not change the current Virginia adoption law. It simply codifies and clarifies what we refer to as the status quo. It does not change who can or who cannot adopt.
Democratic Senator Adam Eben of Alexandria.
Let's be clear what this bill is about. It has always been about denying GLBT Virginians the opportunity to form families, no matter what we say. This bill authorizes every one of the 80 private licensed adoption agencies licensed in Virginia to refuse to offer their services to any GLBT person based on a written moral policy, which they can make up tomorrow. The bill says they can do that no matter how qualified the prospective mom or dad is to become a parent. One of the most important reasons not to pass this bill is I'm sure that next year or soon thereafter, we'll be addressing a bill that seeks to directly do what this bill does do indirectly, and that is to achieve the ultimate goal to ban foster care and adoption by GLBT people completely. Even when the evidence clearly shows that children in such families do as well or better as their peers in so-called traditional families. What is particularly sad about the vote is that in the all-out effort to keep gay men and women from becoming parents, this body will pass a bill today that not only limits the opportunity to children to find loving homes, it will actually endanger children, GLBT children, who make up a disproportionate share of youth in our child welfare system. Once this bill becomes law, foster care agencies contracting with the state to place our children will be free to place children in homes that are not in their best interests and potentially damaging to them. This does not uphold anyone's moral principles. It's morally wrong. I wonder why anyone would seek to limit opportunities for the 1,300 children in our system waiting for adoption to find loving, permanent homes. I wonder why anyone would want to place children with families who don't accept them for who they are.
Democratic Senator John Edwards of Roanoke.
The great Virginian Thomas Jefferson put on his tombstone one of the three things he was most proud of, and that is the statute for religious freedom in Virginia. And Jefferson's statute of religious freedom makes it clear that you have the right to exercise your religion as you see fit, but you do not have the right to impose your views on another using state dollars.
Democratic Senator Mark Herring of Loudoun.
We have 5,327 children in the foster care system right now, and not one of them should be denied a loving parent and a safe home just because those parents don't conform to some aspect of the child placing agency's religious doctrine. Also, when these child placing agencies, including the faith-based ones, when they contract with a state or a locality and are paid for with taxpayer dollars to do foster and adoptive care placement, and they do it for and on behalf of the state or a locality, those agencies should not deny children good families based on religious criteria. We should be doing more to find qualified parents who are willing to provide that home. We should not be authorizing placement agencies to erect barriers between those otherwise qualified parents and the vulnerable children who need a good home. Every one of those children deserves more from us.
The bill passed 22-18, with Democrats Chuck Colgan of Prince William and Phil Puckett of Tazewell voting with Republicans. A companion bill has already passed the House and will likely be signed by Governor Bob McDonnell. Craig Carper, WCVE News, Capitol Square.